Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash. If you really want to see something trashy, look at this.
Hello, and welcome to Trash Tracks.
Trash Tracks.
I'm Kalena.
And I'm Bob. And join us on our journey into the dumpster.
Our dumpster dive. For knowledge.
For knowledge.
And the betterment of music kind.
Yeah. We're here to understand.
And explore.
And really dive in there and explore.
The trash.
The trash.
Of the music industry. The trash.
Music trash. We're looking at music trash.
It's worth noting that this is all our opinions. Music is art, and art is subjective.
Yeah, so maybe you love this stuff, and that's fine. By all means. This is everything here is an opinion. All of it. Every bit.
And very subjective.
Very subjective. If you love a thing that we think is trash, and you know, sometimes Colin and I are also going to disagree on what is and isn't trash.
Yes, we are, and that is okay. Mm-hmm. Everyone has the right to appreciate art as they see fit. However, we are just going to be saying, this is trash.
This is trash.
And we are not attacking you, personally. But it is trash. And with that, we should dive in, huh?
I think it's time to dive in, get into our first song.
Our first trash track.
Our very first inaugural trash track. And it is that in a couple of different ways. It's sort of the song that inspired the whole thing.
Mm-hmm, the one that started it all in the Whole Foods parking lot.
Yeah. You were sitting in your car, and the radio was turned on. I was sitting in my car listening to a different podcast.
I motioned for you to roll down your window, and I had just the most special expression on my face, and I rolled it down, and I cranked it up.
And I still couldn't hear what was going on, and I didn't understand any of the expressions that are happening, and then she had to get out of her car and walk over to my car and say, turn the radio on.
It could have been way more romantic.
And what we heard was, frankly, just an amazing, amazing song that we're going to play for ourselves, and we will put in the description. And it's a song called
Anti-Everything
by a band called Dead.
D-E-D, Dead. Stylized in all caps.
And... oh, man.
It's just... so my immediate expression...
Sort of like, oh, boy.
Well, it was just like...
what even is this?
Why? Because I turned on the radio, and this just sort of... it was happening. It was in the middle of the song. It was... I think it was rap... and then there was yelling. And it was just a lot to take in right off the bat.
An awful lot to happen at your ears initially without warning as you turn the radio on. All right, are we ready to have our first listen?
Yep, the very first time.
The very first time.
Never before.
The very first time again after we've literally just finished telling them the whole story about our first time listening to this song.
The very first time.
The very first time ever.
Ever. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, let's take a listen. Make sure it's nice and loud for us.
That's as loud as it goes.
There we go. That's good. Very sudden. Lots of good dynamic usage there.
Just some nice... oh, yes.
Now, the first lyric is fuck this. We don't know what happened on the radio when they did that. We're getting a nice sort of
it's
very aggressive rap.
Yeah, it's like Linkin Park if it wasn't Shinoda's. So yeah.
Prison. Oh man, I love that part. I just love the way that he says prison, like my good friend Brian, if he was
if he was new metal.
Brian would
like to be new metal. Is
followed
Brian a wannabe new metal?
Oh yeah, for okay. sure. And then followed by just yelling. Just very emotive yelling. Back
You'll
to the rap.
Never take me alive.
And now I really like that sort of good corn Limp Bizkit kind of like
what.
Now you got the nice big chorus that's very reminiscent of like a Linkin
Park.
Yeah, very Linkin Park-y, I would say, with this chorus.
I mean, if Linkin Park was trash.
That's a discussion for another day, I think.
It is. Just a lot of screaming.
That's my favorite part.
Just a
lots
lot.
Of screaming. He's anti everything, by the way. He's very anti.
He doesn't really like much.
No, he's anti
all of it. And
you
won't get the best of him because he doesn't like anything, which is a logic that I find very interesting.
Now, I don't know about you, but this song does make me want to just like break stuff and thrash around.
Just do that thing that people do at metal concerts where they just swing their fists back and forth for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting a little glitchy. I like it. He's
done being kind. So at one point in this story, he wasn't anti-everything, but I guess he just got fed up with the world.
Yeah, he's done with it all. He's done with all of it. With being kind, society's bullshit, you know?
We never get really the context for what the prison is.
That's true.
We don't know what pushed him over the edge. He says he draws the line, but we don't really know what he draws the line at.
He draws the line at prison.
Well, but what is the prison?
Society, man.
Is that what it is?
It's all of it.
Okay.
It's everything. Prison is everything. Which is why he is anti that, because it's all of it. All the things.
Wait, what? Everything?
Everything is prison. And he's anti-everything, hence...
Who's taking him alive? Who's getting the better of him?
Prison guards. Who? Society. A.K.A. society. I'm perhaps reading a lot into his lyrics, you know? I'm really just seeing the depth that's in there.
I mean,
here's what I know. He's anti everything.
Yeah.
Every
I mean, I got that, but
thing.
it's very vague. I think that's part of why, like, that is one of the reasons why we're talking about this song on this podcast, because the lyrics are just filled with, like, they don't connect. They're just filled with blanket statements and yelling.
Yeah, lots of the... he does say, fuck this.
But what is this? Fuck what?
Well, I mean, this.
Right. What is this? What is he... Part of the entire point of this show is we're trying to figure out what he's trying to say, and...
Listen, I think he's very clear.
If you say he's anti-everything one more goddamn time.
Let's take a deep look into the lyrics here.
Oh, boy.
And really sort of roll around in them.
In the
lyric
in the dumpster.
Garbage juice.
I have them.
Good. I don't yet. What are they?
Wait.
What, how's it, how, what is he talking
this,
about?
What do you want from me? What? Run your Monopoly. I am the opposite. God
Crapitalism.
Forbid.
Exactly.
I could be. Living antithesis. Revel in this resist. Got chills. Got chills. Ooh, someone on this lyric website that said that this is a song about being yourself.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Ooh, we have a quote from Joe Coletta, the vocalist of the band. He says,
yes, yes. Ooh, what does he say?
Quote, anti-everything to me is mostly about individuality. It is very angry, but in the same way, very positive and empowering. Mm-hmm. No one should allow themselves to be just another number in the human race. Be yourself 100% and be loud.
I mean, he certainly does. You know
he
what?
Does he do that.
He does
do
that.
What I like about Dead is that, and we'll get into what they were trying to do, they do the damn thing.
They did do it. They.
I mean, it's like not good to listen to or think about.
But they had a goal in mind.
They had a goal in mind, and they had a void that they wanted to fill. And they did it, and my God, they got on the radio.
They did. We heard them right on our rock radio station here in town. And what were their exact sort of
their
goal?
Aspirations?
What were they really aiming towards?
Let me just sort of dig through here.
This comes to us from Loudwire.
Loudwire,
not LimeWire, not where you used to download songs from in the early 2000s for free. Not that. Loudwire, where they talk about loud music as news.
So they were inspired by a lot of the really big bands that were around when they were growing up. So they list System of a Down, Pantera, Slipknot, and, quote, all that stuff.
All that stuff. Yeah, for sure.
Joe says, we wanted to bring that into a modern world because we don't feel like there's enough bands doing that really heavy and dangerous sound combining with the universal anthemic vibes. I guess that was the beginning of it, end quote.
Hey. He did it.
You did it. Also, a side note, Loudwire has got to work on their editing.
So they set out to make music, they grew up with nu metal, with their System of a Downs and their Slipknots. I think they mentioned Korn later in this, or they're touring with Korn.
They toured with Korn.
Okay, yeah, see, yes. They're touring with Korn. Like, they're living their truest life right now. They're touring with Korn.
They have chased their bliss and found it. They caught it. They caught their bliss.
They caught the bliss. It's right there. They released a song and got them on the radio.
And it also didn't chart bad, which is just...
Yeah, it did all right on the Billboard charts.
It did all right on the Billboard charts, which is just a thing. Let's see. The peak chart positions for Anti-Everything were 18 on the
active rock in mainstream
main US rock, and then 20 on the active rock. I don't
really know what it, that
I don't
means,
know what that means.
But Billboard is very granular at this point. It's hard to understand what any of it means.
But the point is, they did it. They set out to make anthemic, dangerous rock.
Dangerous is, I think.
That's what he said. He said dangerous.
He did say dangerous. That would be the only part I really take issue with as far as
I mean,
as
he
the
starts
danger.
With fuck this.
He does.
And swearing is scary.
It's very edgy. But I was
so
not
scary.
Terrified of it.
Were you terrified when you saw their white contacts
stage? That's true. Yeah, when these guys get on stage...
They have dead eyes. They have D-E-D dead eyes.
They've got the dead eyes. They're dead eyes.
Yes. They do.
D-E-D eyes.
Did eyes.
Did eyes.
They did it.
And they've become anthemic because, I mean, I sing along to Anti-Everything every time I hear it.
I really I scream like along when he just... screams prison. I think that's my favorite part of the entire song. It's just very... It grabs you.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that while we have called this trash, it's inescapable trash.
This is the kind
of
trash...
It's stuck with us.
I liked this trash. This is trash I keep coming back to and rolling around in. I'm like a raccoon in this trash.
You are a trash panda.
I just love rolling around and getting wrapped up in my dead trash.
Your dead trash.
And just, you know...
Just taking it, a snack.
Taking it home to my
having
little...
Having a dead snack.
Raccoon babies and saying, here, have some dead trash. You'll love it. It's great. Tell all your friends.
So, I mean, that's dead. That's Anti-Everything. It's bad, but it's also...
It's maybe one of my favorite worst songs.
Yeah, it's a fun...
It's a fun bad. It's a good,
fun dumpster dive, and I
can
love...
Can we have, like, different categories? Like, this song is a fun bad.
Yeah,
like,
this
we
is
listen
the song
to it.
That we love. Mm-hmm. It's our favorite song. And it's great, and I like that they had a goal... And they set out on it, on their path to their goal. And then they did it.
They did it, and they got to tour with Korn.
They got to tour with Korn. They've played a bunch of festivals. They're doing great. They're getting radio play. Like,
It's all around positive stuff for them. They're having a great time.
It's good, and I'm sure they're going to get a lot of new listens from our very large fan base.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The mentions we've gotten for them.
Rake them in. They're going to be... So glad they got mentioned on Trash Tracks.
We will link the video in the description. Show notes stuff.
Yeah, it's very edgy.
Yeah. Some very just experimental camera work.
Experimental camera work and lighting choices.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, now let's move on to, I think, to our next selection.
So
for
is,
the evening.
Do we have like a fun trash and then a trash trash?
We do today.
That's true. Oh, man.
It's going to be different every time, but
yeah.
This one is... It's a whole different kind of trash.
It sure is.
This is trash on... This is just trash on trash. I think you can just play it. You should just play it from here. Ooh, yeah, get those lyrics up.
Well, I don't...
We can follow along.
I don't want to play it from the video because there will be ads.
That's a good point. Yeah, I don't want those ads. Yes, okay.
Yeah,
so, the continuing story of the idea of this whole podcast.
The same evening,
one right after the other. This was one
just
5 minute
punch.
This was one basically 5 minute car ride back from the grocery store while we both listened
in separate vehicles listening to the same songs.
Mm-hmm. It was dead, followed up by something else that is dead-ish.
I mean, yeah, we've got a theme of deceased individuals.
Maybe a theory. It's not a theory.
It isn't.
I'm just trying. I'm reaching right now.
RX by Theory of a Dead Man.
Mm-hmm. The new hit single by...
And it really... We'll get into it, but it actually kind of is a hit single, and that is just...
I don't know what that
boy.
Says about anything.
We'll talk about it, but man, let's just do it, I guess.
RX, Theory of a Dead Man.
Oh boy.
Start
Got
off.
Some whistles and some acoustic guitar riffs.
Yeah, very acoustic. I would say slight southern tinge, perhaps.
It has... That guitar riff really has...
I would call this almost a...
So the guitar riff, like the acoustic guitar riff, felt very... It felt very Nickelback-y to me.
It does feel very
really,
Nickelback-y.
It really does.
A lot of this feels very Nickelback to me. Kind of all of it. He's got a little bit more flow than Chad Kroeger on his verse part.
Why can't you just fix me?
The medication's all gone.
Is it gone or dumb?
Why, oh, why does God hate me? He says at the end of the first verse. Why does
He's
God hate
so
me?
He's so freaking bored. Nothing to do today.
Both of these songs have that kind of, like, chorus thing where, like, they...
It's the call and response.
Yeah, the call and response thing.
Yeah.
With prison and then medication. Also, you gotta have just your fucking just kind of thrown in there in the middle of your Canadian country rap.
These lyrics... So, the song itself is very simplistic and kind of boring, like, musically.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. There's so many of those.
It's sort of a slow burn.
You had enough of it?
Yes, the random yelling at the end of that verse... That happens and then is never...
Never again.
Nothing even comes close to the yelling
again.
And it's
amazing because in the video, he cannot even fully lip sync emote it because it's so random.
The great big... fully harmonized Medicaid singing. It's good.
So, like, I think what makes this song... challenging for me is, I mean, everything, but the
there's the Superman verse that he's doing right now,
and it's just the lyrics are bonkers. They are cuckoo bananas,
and he clearly has no understanding of how Superman works.
Name drop Superman unless you know what the fuck is happening with Superman.
Superman does not need a fix. He's powered by the sun, and he's got superpowers.
I mean, he needs his photosynthesis.
Here's what this guy did. He's only watched Zack Snyder Superman movies and doesn't understand that that isn't Superman.
Does Zack Snyder's Superman need drugs?
He doesn't need drugs, but he is much sadder than normal Superman. So he might be, like, projecting that that Superman would need drugs. Where in reality, Superman is Superman, and he's not a sad person.
Right.
He's
so we need
Superman.
To talk about... I kind of... With the previous song, like, I kind of understand, like, who it's for, what they were going for, like, why... Who is this for? What were they trying to do here with this track? This trash track, if you will.
So, this is a song that's very much about addiction.
Oh my gosh, wait.
Whoa,
there's a Loudwire article for this.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Very good. Yes. I'm glad that we can get our sources from the same place.
Continue, though, with whatever you were about to say.
I mean, it's addiction to painkillers and pills and whatever your thing is that helps to get through the day. Do we have a quote from the man himself?
We do. We have a quote from Tyler Connelly, the lead singer of Theory of a Dead Man. Let's see. In an interview with Billboard, singer Tyler Connelly said of the song, quote, "I really wanted to discuss how messed up America is with this prescription drug thing. When I got divorced, I went and saw a therapist, and the first thing she said was, I want to put you on some beta blockers and some sort of antidepressant stuff. And I'm like, no way, what? How is it the first thing you want to do? I just feel like something's wrong, and I felt like the song needed to be written and people needed to hear it. It seems like every week something terrible is happening." And then he lists a bunch of terrible things.
I mean, he's not wrong there.
And... and
three
when we shot
terrible
the,
couple days.
When we shot the video for it, all these directors we talked to were like, oh yeah, I had a huge prescription drug problem, and so this hits close to home, and all that stuff. So it's really a really important song, and I'm so happy we get to release it first.
He's
end
as
quote.
Eloquent as I expected him to be. He really is.
I mean, he's a poet. Okay, so, I mean, I don't necessarily disagree with him about all the things that are wrong with America. There's a lot of them. I don't think that the song that he made quite did it.
No. That isn't what I was kind of getting out of it. I mean, it's hard to... This song, if you're listening to it, I would say, and we've seen on Reddit, a post of someone essentially taking the exact opposite view of this song.
Yes, yes, I will...
Where he was like,
up.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You need your fix to help you get you through your day.
Everybody
I get it.
Everybody needs some kind of fix, and that's okay.
Yeah. This is like a diehard fan here, too. This guy loves Theory
yes,
of a Dead Man.
The title of the Reddit post is, I think Theory of a Dead Man has changed my life, and I don't think I am alone. It is funny to me just... because there are literally no replies on this Reddit post. So he is actually. And
you might be, dude.
It was a month ago, so
the song hasn't been out that long.
I know. I'm just saying.
It's about as much as been on the radio. I'm kind of hoping that they get over it.
Yeah, so I understand what he was trying to do, and I guess that's cool. They didn't do it.
No. They've almost done the opposite, at least for this diehard fan. And the other thing is, I just kind of disagree with his whole premise.
Right, like...
I think some people do
I
need
mean,
those
some
things.
Some people do need medication, and it's totally okay if you do. If you are struggling mentally and you have chemical imbalance, then it's my personal opinion that it's totally okay to seek medication to help you get better. Now, that is not to say that there's not a prescription drug problem, because there certainly is. And I don't want to get too political with this silliness, but like... this song is apparently, I guess, pretty political, and it does not hit the mark at
especially
all,
especially on the Superman verse. Is
the
so...
Superman verse, and then just like, is he just like dragging everyone who medicates at all by just saying, oh, I guess like everyone who takes medication just sits around all day and medicates? Like, that doesn't, what is it?
Yeah.
What does it mean? Like, it's just sort of all over the place. And then, like, the music video is just a girl going out and, like, doing a bunch of stuff to try to get money to pay for the prescriptions that her mom, who sits in bed all day, takes.
While he drives in a convertible.
Well, Tyler Connelly and the rest of the band just sort of drive around L.A. neck bobbing.
Another thing about this band, I didn't know much about them going into this, but like as we were learning more about Dead, I kind of started to like love them a little bit, because they're just like trying to make nu metal happen again, and
they're kind of doing it.
They're kind of doing all right at it. Whereas Theory of a Dead Man, the more that I learned about them and listened to more of their music, I was like, wow, these guys suck.
I mean,
and
yeah.
Then by that, I mean like their music is extremely. Like,
it's problematic.
Extremely problematic in a lot of ways. Just like,
it's
very
pretty misogynist.
Very misogynist. I would say extremely misogynist.
And just yeah, and like, it's just like
signed
this
signed by Chad Kroeger himself.
Oh boy, yeah, they sure were. Mm-hmm. They sure were. They were. He. Yep, he did it.
which is why their music is really, it's very Nickelback influenced, but like there's so many things that are
so
bad again, in a what, not fun way.
Like, what makes this wild is the charts. The chart, like the how well this song has done, and how well like a lot of their other, like we talked about, you know, how Dead's track did, which was not bad for a brand new band, like not bad at all.
Yeah, brand new band, and first real single.
Theory of a Dead Man has been around since 2002. So they have been around a while. They're a bit of a household name.
And what are their other two number one singles called?
Oh, yes. They've had three number one singles. Let's see. Low Life, which is a very upsetting song. And Bad Girlfriend.
Which is even more upsetting.
Even more upsetting. Oh, man. I believe that song has a line. Something about being a dick magnet.
Oh yeah, he says that bitch is a dick magnet.
Yep, that's
in the first verse.
Oh boy. And says it again throughout the song. But this song, the trash track that we are talking about today, charted at, let's see, its peak position was number 5 on the US main charts and number 7 on the US rock charts. That's bananas. And they've had 3 platinum singles, one of which,
oh, man.
One of which is Bad Girlfriend. It's this is hard.
This is much
sort
more
of
disheartening, I would say.
Yeah.
Than Dead in their.
Maybe we should have done this in the opposite order.
I know. Dead made me feel so good.
Dead makes you.
The more I learn about,
like,
this band.
They just
band,
sort of yell a lot and, like, they're. But they.
Their message,
they want to be happy about it.
And their message is
just
pro individualism.
Yeah.
And that seems to be it. They're sometimes a little bit downers on themselves, but they're about freeing yourself from society's shackles.
Going back to Dead for a second, their debut single was FMFY, which stands for Fuck Me, Fuck You.
Mm-hmm.
Which I kind of love, actually. Theory of a Dead Man just sort of makes me sad.
The more that we learn about Theory of a Dead Man, the more that we talk about them, the more I'm like, man. Oh, gosh, these guys are.
I do, because I love trash,
mm-hmm.
I do very much enjoy going, Medicaid.
Oh, yeah. This one comes on, and I do the whistle.
Uh-huh.
There is some whistling happening, and then it does
not. I always do the call and response.
Medicaid!
Medicaid!
And then I just can't help but talk about DC Comics as soon as he gets to the third verse.
Yeah,
what we didn't even talk about is at the end of the third verse.
Yes, let's look at the lyrics real quickly.
Where he says that everybody is high right now.
Ah, yes.
How does it go?
Let's see. Your friends are high right now. Your parents are high right now. That hot chick's high right now. That cop is high right now. The president's high right now. Your priest is high right now. Everyone's high as fuck right now. And
what I heard the first time I heard this, everyone's high as fuck right now, and we're never gonna die.
Which is a very good lyric. Unfortunately.
And I loved it, and I loved the song.
Unfortunately, Bob is a better lyricist than Tyler Connelly, and the end of this bridge is, in fact, and no one's ever coming down. Which is just kind of boring.
Yeah, because, like, yeah, they're high because they're up and they're down, but never gonna die is so much more interesting. And really sort of muddies his message a lot more than he already was, but is so much more fun.
Yeah.
We're all high as fuck right now, and we're never gonna die!
We're never gonna die.
Kings of the world!
immortality through medication. And then I could And then I could see, like, really getting down into that commentary. Just really just getting down into it. Because we're never going to die because we're immortal. Because we've been popping the pills. And it's we're going to live in a dystopia. And... But no,
he's just anti any medication as opposed to anti everything, which is
it's
we all know.
It's much more equal opportunity to be anti everything.
Exactly. Much more equal opportunity.
I hate everyone equally.
I hate it all.
Yeah.
Fuck me, fuck you.
Yeah. fuck this.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
So here's what I've learned through our discussions of the music today.
Mm-hmm.
Being anti-everything is better for the world.
Uh-huh.
And that I really dislike Theory of the Dead.
Yeah.
And the more I learn, the worse it is.
Yeah, just like in my personal opinion... Theory of a Dead Man is, like, worse than trash. They're like a toilet band.
Yeah, raccoons don't go in toilets. They go in trash cans.
Right.
So,
like, dead, hanging out with some cute trash pandas. Whereas, like, Theory of a Dead Man, they're just in the toilet.
Flush it.
Flush it down the toilet pipe.
Yeah. I ain't bringing this back to my trash panda... Chillins. Children. I shouldn't say chillins.
Please don't ever again.
I can't avoid it. Yes, my trash panda children don't like this trash. Flush it down the toilet.
Right, because it's not trash. It's just... Dookie.
It's dookie. It's crap.
Yeah.
It's crap.
It's not trash. It's crap.
It's crap. So I think that does it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
I've said what I need to say.
We've
educated the people.
Yeah. We've learned some truths. And we've learned some badness.
We've learned some truths and we've spread them.
And we'll be back next week to talk about more trash.
Some more tracks. That are trash. We're gonna keep on diving.
We're gonna get in there with our raccoon bodies and
little people hands.
And their little tiny trash panda pizza people hands.
Pizza hands.
Pizza hands. I mean, there's probably some pizza in there. We'll get to that. We'll get to the pizza punk.
We have to find a pizza song.
We're gonna.
I'm sure there are plenty.
There's tons.
Great.
For this week, on Trash Tracks, I'm Bob.
And I'm Kalena. And,
we don't have an outro yet.
Just chase your bliss.
Chase your bliss. Be anti-everything.
They're trash. Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or stingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love